Who say health cannot have vibes? Well, Jolly's Pharmacy is proving you otherwise. With Health Vibes, every Wednesday morning on Q95 from 10 a.m. to 11:30. Health Vibes, education, information, and a bit of humor. And not forgetting, lots of vibes. Hosted by Carlton Lando, with co-hosts Jacinta Fagan Defo and Trudy Kristen. Jolly's Pharmacy is bringing health and vibes together every Wednesday, so be sure to tune in. Every Wednesday on Q95 from 10 a.m. to 11:30. Jolly's Pharmacy, leading the way in healthcare.
So we are. A pleasant good morning to you. It is 10:19 Eastern Caribbean time. 10:19 Eastern Caribbean time. Happy New Year to you. It is such a pleasure being here with you for yet the first episode of Health Vibes. Can you imagine, just last week we were here and we were reminiscing on the last, on 2022, and here we are today, Wednesday, 2023. It is a pleasure again being here with you for yet another episode of Health Vibes, brought to you by the brand new Trust the Most, Jolly's Pharmacy. And we are truly delighted that you've chosen us to start off your year in terms of health education, health advocacy, health awareness, everything to do with Health Vibes. We're happy that you've chosen us. We pray that you will recruit a few more people and let them know every Wednesday morning on QFM at about 10:15. Three special voices are here to inform you, to challenge you, and to help you make wiser, more informed decisions as it relates to your general health and wellness. Let me say good morning to my hostesses, my co-hostesses, Miss Jacinta Fagan Defo and Miss Trudy Christian. Ladies, good morning.
Good morning to you, and good morning to our listeners. Happy New Year to all our regular listeners. It's a new year, so great things only. I claim it.
That's right. Good morning. Good morning, Carlton. Good morning, Jacinta. Good morning to the listeners of Q95 and, of course, the listeners of Health Vibes. As Jacinta said, our regular listeners over the season, I met quite a few of those who said that they listen to Health Vibes every Wednesday morning. So good morning to you if you're locked on as you usually are. And I just want to echo Carlton's sentiments. Tell a friend, let's spread the health vibes throughout Dominica. But it's good to be back. I normally, when it's a new year, Carlton and Jacinta, I have a problem remembering the date. You know, you keep saying this, the year of the past.
Yes.
But for some reason 2023 has just grasped me. Yes. And I am writing 2023 with no problem. I'm not remembering or I'm not making the mistake of writing 2022. So this must be a good sign. I don't know. Let's see how 2023 goes, because it seems that I have grasped it already as the year that we are in. So happy new year to everybody, and you know, we're back.
Yeah. Lovely. We are back indeed. And you know, let us take this opportunity as well to really thank our diasporans for really listening to us. I mean, they come to the pharmacy all the time and introduce themselves, you know, and say that, you know, the show has certainly been a blessing to them. And can you imagine that you would think someone is in a metropolitan country where information is so accessible, and they will tell you, no. The information that you guys give every Wednesday, I feed on that. It has really, really changed my life. And so you never know, irrespective of your geographical location, you can make a difference. Yes, and this is what this medium gives us, that access to meet and to touch lives no matter where they're located. We might come from small Dominica, third world Dominica, and look at the impact that we have and we've had consistently.
Of course.
Yes. You know? And I think our panel is so well balanced. I mean, we all of us have our own individual health. Trudy is into
women's health and reproductive health.
Jacinta is very big in psychological health. I am very big on public health, but more specifically mental health.
Yes.
I'm very passionate about that. And so every one of us seems to have our little platform, as it were, in terms of our keen interests. Yeah. And the year did not end very well for us here in Dominica. We all, you know, heard the dreadful news of two amazing women, you know, both of which were mothers, who succumbed to domestic violence. And even using this platform, we too, as the host and co-hosts of Health Vibes, want to extend our sincere condolences to the bereaved.
Yes.
The families, the children, the loved ones, you know, we really want to extend our condolences, and not forgetting the family of the perpetrators, because a lot of the family of the perpetrators saw them, didn't even know their family may have had that type of behavior. Disposition. And so we want to remember them too, and we want to really encourage them. It's a very tough journey.
It's a hard time, yes.
It's going to be a hard time.
Yes.
But we want to encourage them. And at the same time too, we want to use this platform to say no form of violence is acceptable.
Nope. None.
No form of abuse is acceptable.
And that's critical to health too, because violence, which results in injury, is one of the leading causes of health issues, particularly among young people. So, you know, when we talk about health, we cannot exclude the impact of violence on health and on mental health as well.
I was just about to say that.
You know, so it is, you know, Carlton, it is, and Justin, for it is so important for us to reiterate, you know, violence is not okay of any form. You know, gender-based violence, no. Domestic violence, you know, just violence is just not okay. And we should be striving to try to curb the violence that we're seeing here.
It's even worse when it's a close family member or friend that inflicts that pain. Because remember, you have that trust, you have that confidence and that bond with that individual or individuals. And to have that trust broken or have that harm inflicted onto you because of them, I mean, it's even worse. But in either case, whatever form, whichever inflicts that pain, it's bad. It's just terrible. And there are many other ways, you know, to address a situation, a stressful situation, conflict, an argument. You know, everyone will have his or her own opinion on something. But if there is some type of disharmony, something that you're unhappy about, sometimes the best thing to do is just walk away. Just walk away. So it's very disheartening that many of the incidents are domestic. And in for relationships particularly, I mean, there are many women and men out there. There's this mentality that some people have, if I cannot have you, then no one else will. You have a history, you have your family or whatnot, but at the same time, it makes no sense, and it's detrimental to not just the person, but the other family members that you're inflicting the pain on.
Yeah, I think it again resonates the fact that there needs to be much more wholesome discussions on conflict resolution, but merely as well to including psychological self-awareness. Because a lot of the times, you might say, but why is it that a person would tolerate or accept abuse? And then there is still the notion or the trend of thought that some people feel that to be abused is to show love. You know, maybe when he bursts my eyes, then he brings a new car next day. Or I get the things that I have always longed for, and it puts a smile on my face. just to know that subsequently I will get another blow again. You know, so there's so much more to the discussion that needs to be explored.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it takes a wide variety of expertise to really explore that. But I think it only means too that communities need to begin to have these types of conversations. Our village councils should not merely be a representation of projects, concrete and cement and wall and so forth. But the village councils in our communities should be collaborating with the health departments, the schools, or the NGOs in those communities, and begin to have these types of conversations within the community base.
Yes.
So if you can get to grassroots women and children and the churches. And so if every community in Dominica begin to have a similar conversation, we will begin to see some type of change
being
effective.
Yeah, similar conversation and guided, as you said, by the expertise of those who, you know, have good input in the situation, the psychologists, psychiatrists, the social workers, you know, even in terms of your, because there's also sometimes the financial aspect. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you have to talk about that and the dependency kind of syndrome. Mm-hmm. So you have to talk about financial empowerment. Mm-hmm. And so it's such a multifaceted issue.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And there are so many people with expertise that can really come on board and broaden that discussion and not make it a one-time reactive thing, because you know we are like that in Dominica. Mm-hmm. We react, but you know, it should be a consistent effort. Mm-hmm. A consistent effort. I will tell you all, I witnessed a domestic abuse situation one evening. I was awoken and somebody was being beaten. And this was the most traumatic thing for me. I wasn't the one
being beaten.
Yeah. And I was traumatized. So so to think about also the resultant impact on people who have been through, you know, any form of gender-based violence or domestic violence, they also need to be taken care of throughout. Mm-hmm. Because after the incident, even if you may be no longer in the situation, the effect still lingers. It lingers. So many people have to come on board. Mm-hmm. And I really hope that's something that 2023 can maybe bring, you know, for us here.
All right. So we are going to take a break, and then we will get into our discussion this morning. Let's take a break and then we'll be right back. Please stay tuned.
St. Mary's Chips, a chip for every occasion. It's where good things happen.
Craving a bite of something tasty but healthy? Then it's time to head to Jolly's Pharmacy and pick up some chips from St. Mary's. Cassava, banana, breadfruit or plantain chips, the choice is all yours. All ingredients are fresh from the farm and it's healthy. There's zero trans fat, no MSG and it's gluten-free. So when you're making those healthy choices, always choose St. Mary's. St. Mary's, where good things happen.
St. Mary's Chips. A chip for every occasion, made with love in the Caribbean.
Distributed island-wide by Jolly's Pharmacy.
Oh, and if they say convenience could make a big difference, then you can trust me, I know just where you should be. And that is JP Mega, 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 Mega. Your one-stop shop in Dominica, Nica, 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 Nica. You could be shopping and having fun shopping with your daughter or with your son shopping. We cater to everyone. What a happy place. Happy place. Oh, JP Mega, 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 Mega. The one-stop shop in Dominica, Nica, 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 Nica. You could be shopping and having fun. Bring Papa and Mama along. We cater to everyone. What a happy place. Happy place.
Oh, what a happy place. purchase 6 or more of any item and you automatically qualify for a discount. Check us out at the Mega Store in Funkole where there's lots of parking. On Monday to Friday from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. On Saturdays from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. And on Sundays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. JP Mega, the best family shopping experience.
Who say health cannot have vibes? Well, Jolly's Pharmacy is proving you otherwise. With Health Vibes, every Wednesday morning on Q95 from 10 a.m. to 11:30. Health Vibes, education, information, and a bit of humor. And not forgetting, lots of vibes. Hosted by Carlton Lando, with co-hosts Jacinta Fagan Defo and Trudy Kristen. Jolly's Pharmacy is bringing health and vibes together every Wednesday, so be sure to tune in. Every Wednesday on Q95 from 10 a.m. to 11:30. Health Vibes. Jolly's Pharmacy, leading the way in healthcare.
So we're back with you on Health Vibes, and it's our first health show for the year 2023. And this morning, you know, yesterday when I called the crew and I said, you know, what message we would want to begin the year with? And we've always looked at areas of interest that inspires, that motivates, that transforms, and that educates. And I felt looking and understanding your self-worth is an excellent way to prepare for 2023. When I look at myself, do I feel worthy? Do I feel valued? Do I feel like my life has a purpose? Or do I feel that I'm just existing and I'm not living? I'm just a mere presence. I'm just temporary. I'm just a means to an end. What is your value, and how do you see yourself as an individual? Forget the children for a moment. Forget your husband for a moment. Forget any loved one that is usually around you, and just sort of think of yourself. Am I worthy? Why was I born? And do I know my purpose? I'm 45 years. Have I found my purpose? I'm not 45. I'm just using that age. But have I found my purpose? I get up every morning and I leave the house. Am I happy doing what I'm doing? Or is there something that I know I should be doing that can make me happier and can have greater impact to my surroundings? Jacinta, what do you think?
I'm listening to you, Carlton, and I'm saying, you know, you've raised so many critical questions that brings forth self-evaluation. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes, like you rightfully said, we have no hope, we have no drive, no motivation. And I think what's important is that everyone remembers that each one of us has a purpose on this earth. Mm-hmm. Each one of us has a value and has something special to offer to this world. The important thing is to find that passion.
What it is.
Find out what it is that gives you that encouragement, that drive to wake up every morning and say, okay, I'm at it again. I love what I do. I am passionate about what I am going to accomplish today. Mm-hmm. Not every day will be the same. There will always be challenges. But for me personally, I am happy with me. I know my self-worth, and there is always something to work on. Mm-hmm. No one is perfect. There will always be flaws that can be worked on. Each day is a new day to face a new challenge and to challenge yourself to be better. Mm-hmm. So one of my main goals is never be complacent, never be too comfortable of who you are and where you are, always striving to be a better person and to be more. So it's a new year. I mean, this is such a relevant topic to start off the new year. Mm-hmm. And so adding on to what you said, Carlton, what can I do to better myself and indirectly to better those around me, my work environment, my family? You understand? But it starts with you acknowledging that you have a purpose, you have a value, you are of worth, not letting anyone tell you differently or making you feel that you are hopeless or unworthy of love.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
Yes. Yeah, it's a very complex topic. Yeah. Self-worth to me and self-esteem are both things that have to be built. Oftentimes, yes, you know, we're talking and it's not like a destination that you arrive at. Mm. In terms of self-worth, like, okay, I have great self-worth. It's a continuous process for many of us, mm-hmm, that has to be built on. So, you know, and it's important now to be aware of all what Carlton, you said, and Jacinta, you said, the importance of that self-worth, so that we work continuously on building it. Because sometimes you may be and self-awareness comes in play here too. You may be aware that I have a lot of negative thoughts about myself, or sometimes in a group setting I am thinking, boy, this person is better than I am, or this person is more talented than I am, this person looks better than I do, this person is smarter than I am. So you might be thinking, you're comparing yourself a lot, you're having a lot of negative thoughts. What then can you do to start changing that picture? Because it's a struggle for a lot of people. For a lot of people, sometimes just based on how you are raised, a lot of times in parenting and just in general society, people tend to be critical. And the criticisms start from very young, you know. So people can people do internalize the criticisms, and then it's breaks down or allows them to not have great self-worth. Because if all your life you're hearing things like, oh, your hair harder, or oh, you're not too smart now, like, you know, is at the back of the class, that is your grades, like, you know. So you grow up now and you start internalizing, or you have internalized these things, and your self-worth is low.
Yes.
And why is that important? And it's such a good discussion, Carlton, because self-worth, self-esteem is also so important for health. Mm-hmm. If you are, you know, your self-worth is not being built on and you don't feel worthy, the decisions you make, to reflect that. They're poor, they might be unhealthy, you know. Also, the relationships you may involve yourself in.
You're more likely to get depressed.
Exactly, the mental health aspect. So it's important, I always think, to build the self-worth continuously. Mm-hmm. And as you all are saying, sometimes you think of what it is that is your purpose, because everybody does have a purpose. I remember Auntie Pearl, Pearl Christian would say, you know, whatever you're doing, you do it to the best of your ability. Yes. Like when, you know, talking about performing and so on, but it relates to everything in life. Yes. You're going to be the best whatever you are. A cleaner, you're a cook, you're a teacher, you're whatever it is. You just have to strive to that is what it is that's your passion, or that's what it is you want to be the best, and you leave your mark in that way, you know. So I it's a very complex topic, and you brought that up this morning, and it's very, very complex. Mm-hmm. Building self-worth, maintaining self-worth, and how important it is for our overall well-being, you know, when we talk about health and wellness.
And I love the concept, and I use the word concept, that you forged into the discussion when you use the word build. And when I heard you basically expound on it, I felt that one of the key words that I would want to lend support to the whole process of building, because build is not merely, I don't think you looked at it as a noun, but rather as a verb.
Verb, yes.
You know,
yes.
It's consistent work.
Right.
And when I thought of that, one word that came to my mind again is attitude. What is my attitude like on a day-to-day basis? And how can I reformulate my attitude to be a more productive, successful individual that would sort of influence people in such a way that they want to be around me rather than I repel people against me? We all know of that one person, when they come in that room, everybody might just feel like they have something to do. Okay, I'll talk to you tomorrow. You know, that attitude, that spirit that the individual walks with, that you just don't want to be associated with. And then you know the other type of person that when they walk in that room, sometimes you forget your food on the fire. But yeah, hoping it's not a beef you pong in it. But you forget the food on the fire, because when once that person communicates with you, it is so fulfilling, it is so deep. There is always something that they can deposit in you to challenge you, to make you a better person. And the question is, when we talk about self-worth, when we evaluate in our own self-worth, we have to talk about our attitudes. Mm-hmm. How do we communicate? How do we behave? How do we perceive things too? Because a lot of the times, our ideologies, the perceptions that we have are mere perceptions and not reality.
That's true.
Because sometimes you're feeling that Chasinta is looking at your dress whole day and is laughing you in her mind.
Oh,
so your mind telling you, because maybe you yourself don't feel comfortable in the dress.
Yeah.
So right away, your mind is telling you that your peers are looking at that same dress and they're laughing at you all day long. And then here it is, you're giving your peers bad attitude because of a perception.
A perception.
Which is certainly not a reality. And these are things that affect us every day as human beings. And it comes right back to something one of you all said, being people pleasers, you know, expecting 80% of the people to validate you all of the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you don't get that validation, you feel unwanted, you feel broken, you feel fragmented, you feel that you are not worthy. And I remembered Oprah Winfrey, because Jacinta knows, yes, I read a lot. And I remember a quote that Oprah Winfrey said in an interview one time, and it never left my mind. Immediately I wrote it down, bam, bam, bam. I'm that kind of a person. And she said in an interview that, remember, she came up in very poor.
Mm-hmm.
She was abused as a child and all of that. And she said one day she asked herself, why was she born?
Hmm.
And the answer she got is because she was worthy. I was born because I am worthy,
mm-hmm,
to be here.
Yeah.
I had to get that spot. And so therefore, now that I know that, I'm established in that thought, how and what am I going to do with that space that,
right,
I've gotten?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like you or I, you've always wanted to go to Oxford. You've heard so much. You've done all your research and you wrote that application to Oxford and you get that acceptance letter.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to just sit down and relax because you are now at Oxford?
Mm-mm.
Or are you going to prove that I was worthy for that spot, mm-hmm, and graduate with honors? And that is the same thing that all of us have to do every day. What is my purpose? Why am I here? And what difference can I make in someone's life? What difference can I make in the environment that I live in? And your environment not merely is your house, your associates, the clubs that you associate with. You're an artist, you're a DJ, you play for people to enjoy themselves. What influence are you having on those people? What do you say in that mic? Are you perpetuating violence, or are you perpetuating joy that people can enjoy themselves in a clean way and not have to resort to violence? So even the attitude, the expressions that you would have said, that in itself is going to impact you. What do you say to yourself every day? When you look at yourself in the mirror, what reflection comes to you? Are you seeing defeat? Are you seeing failure? Are you seeing comsi comsa? What are you seeing at the mirror? Or are you seeing confidence? Are you seeing promise? Are you seeing someone that is worthy to be born and is here to make a difference?
Right. Once again, that takes work to do, Carlton.
I know it takes work. It takes work.
And there's something that I learned, and I just wanted to share it, because as you're speaking, I remember I learned this when I was going for therapy from my therapist about building self-worth. I was told to do an exercise, and I really wanted to share it because I felt it was so helpful, to write 5 words about myself, mm-hmm. things that I personally, non-physical, so not, you know, you have nice eyes, yes, non-physical. Yes. 5 things about myself that are good, that mm-hmm. I am, you know, and to keep those words with me, and I can show you all, mm-hmm. keep those words with me all the time, that I can keep looking at them.
Wow.
All the time
you
to remind, and
them
I have
right
them
there
with me. So I had written, at the time, I had written brilliance, power, selflessness, loyalty, generosity, radiance, and love. I felt that those were words that had kind of described, you know, my being. Nothing physical. And to keep, that's why I said it's work. Because no, it's not every day you wake up and you say to yourself, boy, I am power, I am but you need to remind yourself consistently. You have to put in that work. And without the work, it's very easy to, you know, because of circumstances, life can be hard. Exactly. You know, it's very easy to kind of go down into a mood of I'm not good enough, you know, look at that, I'm not accomplishing this. Or for women especially, because you mentioned, Carlton, you know, this kind of tying of self-worth to husband, to child, you know, so a lot of times, a lot of people, these people are getting married, these people are having children, what is my purpose, you know? So if you don't do that work every day of reminding yourself, okay, this is what I am, this is the good about myself, you're not going to get there. You have to be doing that all the time. And I mean, we're going to flop sometimes. You're going to have bad days. We are human. You're going to have bad days, but you have to remember to do the work.
Definitely. I mean, there's something that I have developed a practice recently. That while I'm in the kitchen cooking, preparing for work, that I put on an inspirational YouTube video. So whether it talks about spirituality or personal growth and your worthiness, as we're speaking of today. And, you know, it sets you in that mental trance, you know, to set the day straight. And it gives you that extra boost that, you know, you've got this. You know, things may be hard, you may have challenges, but there's a spiritual being that is there for you that you can turn to. I mean, if you're a spiritual individual and you believe in that. And then it also gives you that motivation to move on. You know, but many times, Carlton and Trudy, a lot of the external factors play a part in your mental status and your belief in yourself. Because imagine your own parents telling you that you are unworthy, you're fat, you're stupid, you're this, you know, all the negatives. And like you say, Trudy, you will grow up to believe that, you know, and all the choices that you make will go based on what you believe about yourself. Part of the Family Empowerment Movement group, through the counseling sessions, courses at UWE, and one of the main things that I was taught is that a lot of the actions that we take are based on what we believe ourselves to be.
Mm-hmm.
And bullying, again, can be related to what goes on at home. Probably neglect, probably how they feel about themselves, or probably how they see their parents treating each other. Violence, same thing it comes to. What they have seen, the music they listen to, the company they keep. You know, but at some point, as Carlton says, you know, you meditate on who you are, what you are, what do you want to be? And then if that means, you know, setting aside certain traits, certain habits, and, you know, welcoming new traits, new company, then that's what you have to do.
Mm-hmm. I think one of the things that I think the discussion is very deep, yeah? And it truly mentioned, you know, in a way, when you look at what Trudy said, it encapsulates the one of the ways in which you can improve your self-image, and that is by, one, recognizing your positives.
Yes.
And then you also touched on that, try talk therapy. And I am someone who have done talk therapy. I must say it was extremely difficult at times. Talk therapy, I did it when I lived away. It was an expensive venture for me too at the time when I did it. But I have always said, and I've said it many times on this medium, that it changed my life for the better.
Mm-hmm.
It made me understand so many things that I may not have understood about me, and certain ideologies that I may have had of myself merely based on societal perception of me. And that's where that came in.
Yes.
Because if you grew up and society thinks of you a particular way or defines you a particular way, you are more than likely going to believe that of you.
Mm-hmm.
So if you were told that you're stupid and you'll never amount to nothing, and you will never do this, you will never accomplish that, if you don't break that, you have to find that strength to now go back to reevaluating your worth and realizing, but wait a minute, that cannot be. And that's where you have to realize, okay, if this is where I am, and I need the clarity, I need to ensure this is the road, but I'm not seeing it so clearly. It's a little blurry. The therapy will help you,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
to get all those debris and everything out of the way, you know. And it really does help. It really makes you understand certain things about yourself and realize even some of the things that you may have considered or perceived or believed were bad about you. I remember, let me give you an example. So when my mom, when I was in high school in particular, primary school, I was extremely introvert. When I went to secondary school, my first year, second year, I was introvert. And I remembered I went to second form on probation. I for whatever reason, I wasn't maybe doing so well in the subjects. There's a lot of subjects, first form, second form. When I got to third form, I was elected as a monitor, class monitor. And that opportunity just, boom. I don't know where introvert passed. Because somebody saw leadership in me that right. I did not see. I never saw myself as a leader. And I'm telling you that I was an introvert. And look at me today, tout moun sav mou. Right? I'm talking everywhere.
Right.
And no one would have thought that.
Yeah.
So I because would not somebody have thought you were introvert. That's it. Somebody saw leadership qualities in me. And I remember my mother would always get the, you know, from food form, talkative. Bright one, talkative. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know, I said to my mother one day as an adult, can you imagine talk mid Oprah Winfrey, a billionaire?
Is that? Mm-hmm.
Right? If somebody had quenched her, or Barbara Walters, who just died, and say, well, you know, you're too talkative. Stop talk. Talk mid Oprah Winfrey's been paid for talk.
Mm-hmm.
She just have to go to Anong, she going to Texas for a weekend. and a ticket is $200 just to come and sit down and listen to us speak motivational for 2 hours.
That's it.
Right? So a lot of the times, and that's why I'm saying, sometimes we think that the abilities that we have is bad because a teacher writes talkative, too talkative. But what was I speaking about in class? Mm-hmm. And I know that I was not speaking foolish things. Yeah. I was maybe talkative, but always I went to college, sixth form, and did sociology and arts, which was, again, conversational debating subject matters. And you understand? When I did those subjects, I realized I wanted to maybe do broadcasting or be a sociologist, which again would have given me the opportunity to speak a lot. Mm-hmm. I became a pharmacist and voila, I'm back into the education aspect of it. So you never know. It's just God's gift that he has given to you. How are you going to take that gift and make it positive?
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes we look at, people will tell you something, oh, you're tall, but you might be the next supermodel.
You understand.
You might be the next world supermodel. You might be the next world high jumper, whatever it is, and you people telling you that about yourself, and you only seeing the negative of that physical feature.
But when you get self-aware and you build that self-worth, that what we're speaking about, you become very intolerant to associating with that type of person.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have seen it for myself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you're in a particular state of mind where, you know, you're believing that you are not worthy and so on, then, you know, you can stick around this particular type of company that kind of even makes it worse, you know, always highlighting bad. But when you start to build that self-worth and you feel worthy and your confidence is improving and so on, this type of talk does not attract you.
Intolerant.
It does not attract
your environment.
You.
Yes. Forced to change your
right.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
You're forced. And also something I've noticed too, you also don't like to hear people speak badly about themselves.
That's true.
Yeah.
So exactly. That for me is a big thing. Of course, as a plus size person, for instance, my own thing, you hear people always talking about losing weight. You know, this is a common thing, particularly for us women. Mm-hmm. You know, I want to lose weight. And sometimes you hear people talking about themselves and saying, I'm fat and I oblong and I this. And yourself now, thinking about yourself, bigger maybe than the person in my case. And you're saying to yourself, but hear what they're saying about themselves.
Yeah.
It's affecting you too, you know. And so I noticed that the more, you know, you build on that self-worth and that self-confidence, you don't want to hang around people who are always negatively talking about you and about themselves, you know.
It's
and
draining.
It's very draining because sometimes people can be talking about themselves. They want to make improvements, but to make an improvement, they feel they have to be critical of themselves. And I always say that is not the right mind set to have. Yes, you want to improve, you want to lose some weight, or you maybe want to improve academically, you want to take you want to do a degree, or you want to, but you don't have to start off by saying, boy, I'm not smart, or boy, I too fat, and I do this, and I too
true.
Yes.
That's despair already. You're saying you're already building an environment of fear and despair.
And fear, right,
and most likely you'll never accomplish it.
Exactly.
So it's important to, yes, we want to, as we're building our self-worth and we talking self-worth, the company that you keep is important, and you know, learning to also improve or strive to improve, but still appreciating who you are now. So it's not like you don't want to improve, yes, but who you are now still has worth, still has value, you know. So that is another big thing. It's not because you want to improve that means that you don't have, you know, worth. So, Carlton, I mean, and adjusting for maybe in for real in high school, in primary school, maybe hear things about yourself and you maybe want to improve for true, but it doesn't mean that the child or the individual is not worthy, you know. It's a whole mind reorganization that has to happen. And we have to start with people from young. I think a lot of people make mistakes with children in particular, and then this whole self-worth thing is not developed properly. Carlton, you mentioned they say you were talkative, as is like a criticism that was done for me too my whole life. You know, you're talking too much, you know. But what is the positive reinforcement that we can also give at the same time? You know what I mean? So for children, and I remember telling a friend of mine just yesterday, sometimes people say to from young people, we'll say they have a pretty baby, a pretty, maybe focus on pretty, but you have to do a lot more, you know. You are a strong child, you are a smart child, you are a very inquisitive child, you are very, you know, so you have to use those
adjectives.
Yes, and keep on, and sometimes that will help, or that will build the self-worth that we're talking about. So it's a very complex thing.
I'm really, really enjoying this discussion because it brings me so much into, you know, where I came from, saw the teachers who taught me, the discussions that I had along the way, and even kind of looking at my high school setting and those I went to school with. I think 99% of the people who I went to school with would never believe that I would be in that space.
That field.
Because they never saw that in me. And it comes back to, if you look at many of the actors and singers and so on, somebody discovered them.
Right.
Somebody heard them sang or saw them act and say, you have it.
Mm-hmm.
You got it. You can get to Hollywood. And some of them, they started, you know, with a door closed, the first opportunity, the first audition was bad. Or it was rejected. And somebody shut the door on them, but they didn't just give up. And it shows that all of us, we have that ability. We have to be consistent. We have to know what we want, and we have to look after ourselves. We have to know. You have to really know your worth. There are certain things I will tell you that I don't think I would ever make a good accountant. I don't think I would have liked physics because I think it's very abstract, and I'm not a big fan of mathematics as such. But give me any book to read and ask me to write a report about what I would have read. Oh, I'm getting a shake. Give me a piece of paper with just a two line and tell me, expound on that. I will do that for you in a shake. You understand? So you have to know what you're great at. That's it.
Yes.
You have to know those things.
Yes.
I suspect we have a caller. Good morning to you, caller. Thanks for calling.
Good morning. Happy New Year, Carlton, to you and the ladies in studio.
Happy New Year to you, all caller. Good morning.
Yes. I commended you on your progress you did last year, and let me say you're starting off on the good foot. You're having a very, very healthy conversation.
Thank you so
and
much.
I don't think that conversation, most listeners understand the impact if they were to practice some of the things that you all spoke of. Build self-confidence, build communication skills, because some of these things are the pillars, are what's called the foundation of a prosperous life.
True.
And we're not speaking of financially, but health-wise, mentally, you know, because you all started with domestic abuse and the ramification of that. And all these things comes with you building a sound foundation as a person, the confidence in self. Because here's the thing, like Marcus Garvey say, if you start with self-doubt, you are twice defeated in the race of life. And these are common sense things that over time, when you practice these things, you find your self-confidence is much better. Your communication skills, certain issues that you have, you can resolve it without raising your hand and spoke, because you're not getting across if you beat on somebody. Mm-hmm. It's the wrong message you send. You got to be able to communicate, to be able to work through the problems. When you work through that problem, you find yourself, you move up another step in life's road, because these are the kind of things that we learn to. And I'm listening. You all have a very, very good tip. And it's very important that you keep that kind of mindset going forward, because this is what we need. And a lot of people won't pull it. They get it. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, caller. Thank you so much for you know, your good sentiments and always supporting Health Vibes. One of the things too that when we're talking about, and I think Trudy again mentioned that too, but I want to revisit it again because it is so important. One of the recommendations or areas that we must focus about on when we're looking at self-worth, understanding your self-worth, is setting boundaries in your relationships. And relationships, not merely looking at your personal love affair relationship. We're talking about all relationships. Yeah. All relationships. You have had some friends in your life for X amount of time. What value have they brought to your life? How have they made you a better person or have made you worse? Have they taught you to grow? Have they inspired you to be a better person, to improve on your talents, your capabilities, your skills? What have they brought to the table? Have they taken and taken and taken away from you? Is this the person, whenever the phone rings, you know, is something they want? Versus that they will just call and just check on you. Hey, how are you doing? What's up? What's the latest? But every time the phone rings, you know, is a favor. Or you might be an expert in something and you know they might be calling you for your expertise mind, so to speak. So you have to know, you have to set boundaries. You have to know what, you know, and oftentimes you'll realize, Trudy, and I'm sure you'd realize that when you know your self-worth, your circles become much smaller.
Yes.
Much, much smaller. You realize you're not the social butterfly that will do everything. You become you become very selective.
Yes.
So you will know, okay, no, that's not my setting. That's not my kind of a thing. I prefer a little house party. How many, who is going to be there?
Selected
that,
you.
That kind of a thing. You realize you're not. So you, it changes who you are. And sometimes the people who don't understand that transformation that's happened in your life, they criticize you. Oh, you're playing fresh. Oh, who you are. And that's where the backbone has to be. You have to know yourself. You have to really, really know it so that you don't revert to where you used to be. Because they don't understand. And I remember again, most philosophers and people who have accomplished, they will tell you, you have to leave people behind.
Yes.
You must leave some people behind. So you expect to get blows. You'll expect to get some criticisms. Some people will tell you, oh, since you get your degree, I see you change. Oh, since you come out of university, you change. You don't know me again. But it's not a matter of, you went to school and you became educated. And through the educating process, it transformed you.
Yeah.
And so your whole perception and ideologies of how things are and what's supposed to be around you, it changes. You know, so sometimes maybe what we have to do is explain to people what the change is about. It's not about I being fresh or I feeling like I'm more than you. It's just a matter of where I want to see my life right now. And right now, God is taking me somewhere to develop me. He's developing me and making me a stronger, better person. Let's take this caller. Good morning to you, caller. Thanks for calling and holding.
Okay. Yeah, good morning.
Yes, good morning to you, sir.
Yeah, I didn't hear the first greeting, but I just wanted to share something about leaving people behind. I had the experience where I happened to be somewhere where there were a bunch of drunks, and one of their friends who sort of left them and became a cook at the Salvation Army where they were being fed. He was excommunicated literally by them. They called him a fink. They called him all kinds of words that we can't say on the air just because he stopped drinking with them and became a cook at the Salvation Army where they were being fed.
Mm-hmm.
So it happens on all levels.
True.
It's not a matter, it doesn't have to be at a high level.
Mm-hmm.
It can be a very low down in the gutter level.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I want to share.
Thank you. Thank you, caller. Thank you for your feedback. I think we had another caller. Yes. Good morning to you, caller. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, put on the counter on to you and your guests. I wish you all a happy new year.
Thank you so much. Happy New Year to you too, sir.
Let me say this. I listened to a police guy, ex-police guy this morning, talking about, how sometimes the police could be reluctant to respond sometimes to these women calling when they've been abused, because whenever you get to the site, sometimes they would decline from making a case from the situation. Well, let me say that it doesn't apply to every situation. I think the police should respond, because it becomes a norm right now where a lot of women being complained to call the police and the police doesn't respond just because of the thing that the women are going to change their mind. But it is sad that he's been 30-something years in the force and he hasn't realized or never realized, or some of them don't realize,
the reason
behind all of this. The most 95% of the cases,
psychological.
You have women, you have a woman with a child or two children. The man only is the breadwinner. And when that man starts beating up the woman, the woman doesn't want the man to go to be locked up or to jail, because how is she going to get any help to support the kids? You don't have a shelter, number one, where they can even run for rescue,
mm-hmm.
and they have a big disadvantage of financial independence, lack of financial independence. So that's what's been happening to our women for decades.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have a job, and that's where good governments come in, and that's what we don't understand. If we get the proper government, where women could work independently upon their own and don't have to depend on a man for nothing. You understand? Because you wake up in the morning, the man comes drunk sometimes, you'll be begging him or go in his pocket or his wife to see if he has any money to feed the children.
Mm-hmm.
These things need to stop, and all this happens because of bad governance.
Thank
if
you.
We have a government that put work there for the people, who actually would try to have jobs for the people, then people could work on independence, and you're going to see less domestic violence in Dominica, because the woman back is against the wall. They don't even have a shelter where they could run in case they're getting beaten. So what you're going to do, and the police never realize that, this is the biggest problem that our women are facing, lack of financial independence.
Thank you, caller. Thank you. And again, as we did say, it's a broader. Mm-hmm. There are so many variables into this whole domestic abuse situation, and it's one that has to be definitely explored with some time. But we're still talking about self-worth, and I mm-hmm. wanted to mention another thing too, that a lot of the times we feel almost like maybe weak, or we don't feel like it's important to do, or we feel that if we do so, it's admitting that we have failed. But it is important to forgive yourself for past transgressions
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and faults. And that's how you prevent the self-hate, and you prevent where you look down on yourself,
yes.
and you feel like you cannot forgive yourself. So you have to make that time to speak to yourself. Make time for yourself to have that introspection, where you can do it for prayers, you can do it with just looking at yourself in a mirror, you can do it by just having that moment and letting yourself know, well, okay, I have erred, I have failed, I've transgressed against myself or others. What can I do to make myself better, to not repeat the errors that I have done, or the mistakes mm-hmm. that I have made? So it's important as well to forgive yourself. And again, in therapy, that is something that's very big, and mm-hmm. some people it's just extremely hard for them to forgive themselves. It's just they might sometimes it takes weeks for them to go through the process
mm-hmm.
to forgive themselves.
But not even so, Carlton. Remember, sometimes, as we said earlier, we tend to compare ourselves to others.
Mm-hmm.
And then rethinking about the situation and what was done, they were probably saying in their mind, okay, I knew better. Why did I? And then the consequences of that action to them is unforgivable.
Mm-hmm.
So it may be something that implicated other lives, not just theirs personally.
I get what you're saying.
And so it's harder. But then therapy, counseling sessions are so very important because they allow you to see a bigger picture. Mm-hmm. You understand? But continuous effort is important, and that's where you continuously grow, and eventually you reach that stage where okay, you can forgive yourself and then learn from those mistakes. Mm-hmm. So that's important.
And that's a good way of putting it.
Yeah.
Celebrate your wins.
Yes.
Celebrate your wins. I like that. Sometimes we even feel guilty celebrating our own wins.
Mm-hmm.
What they're going to say now? So yes, I graduated with honors, but maybe they will say I boasting.
Right, you boaster.
Or, you know, you're arrogant. But were they there when you were putting the hard work? When sometimes you understood the situations your parents were going through, having to pay a mortgage, having to still deal with your student loan, and couldn't send money for you, and so you had to eat one meal a day, sometimes two apples and a cup of water, for 2 days because you don't have food and you don't want to go walking on the street like you're begging for anything, and you've actually graduated and you feel good about your accomplishment.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing wrong in celebrating your wins.
Mm-hmm. And it doesn't even have to be big wins.
Exactly. That's it.
That is part of the whole process too, recognizing that you as a human being, you are going to do good things.
Yes.
Just like you may do bad things or things that mm-hmm. you are not pleased about. But the things that you do that are good, you know, the little things that you maybe were struggling with
mm-hmm.
and you overcame just for that day or that week. You know, I told myself I'm going to exercise mm-hmm. consistently, and you know, I managed to do that for this week.
Mm-hmm.
That is worth celebrating. That's a win, you know. And celebrating, as you said, it reinforces
mm-hmm.
that self-worth that we're speaking about, because look, I was able to do this. I was able to overcome and accomplish this. You know, today I for the week I went to work, and I managed to not get into any sort of conflict. I was uplifting. I was you celebrate that too, because you know sometimes you may be in a difficult work environment.
True.
You mm-hmm. and just that week you kept it together.
Mm-hmm.
That is something you mm-hmm. in your personal life
True.
That you may feel you need to celebrate, and nothing is wrong with that. We too often, a lot of us now, look at people celebrating and want to be jealous.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we want to be jealous, and we want to be they just boast, as you mentioned, and we must allow people to celebrate themselves. Allow people to celebrate themselves. Especially in the age of social media, people maybe think it's too much when people post their success.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. But, you know, people are sometimes, that is maybe what is keeping the person's, you know, mind together and improving their self-worth when they share their success with others. So allow them to mm-hmm. do it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it is now 11:21. What are we going to do? We're going to take a short break. Okay, I suspect somebody wants to say something to us, so let's listen, and then afterwards we'll take a break. Good morning to you, caller. Thanks for calling.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning to you, miss.
I've been calling because I'm hearing that conversation. I've been listening to the program, and I don't... am I too loud?
No, you're good. You're good. You're good.
Hold on a minute. I have been calling and listening to the program, and I think you all are very right what you all are saying, especially when it comes to the people like women and men, the way things are happening and the situations. I'm Jane Dangleben. I call my name.
Yes.
I'm Jane Dangleben. I very appreciate the programs that you all are talking about.
Thank you.
I enjoy it. And I must say thank you, and I hope everybody else who are listening enjoying it.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Have a good morning.
Nice.
Thank you so much. Yes, okay. So we're going to take a break, and then we'll be back for the next 7 minutes.
that is JP Mega, 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 Mega. Your one-stop shopping, Dominica, Nica, 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 Nica. You could be shopping and having fun with your daughter or with your son. We cater to everyone. What a happy place. Shopping and having fun. Bring Papa and Mama along. We cater to everyone. What a happy place, happy place. Oh, what a happy place. Purchase six or more of any item and you automatically qualify for a discount. Check us out at the Mega Store in Funkole where there's lots of parking. On Monday to Friday from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. On Saturdays from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. And on Sundays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. JP Mega, the best family shopping experience.
Who say health cannot have vibes? Well, Jolly's Pharmacy is proving you otherwise. With health vibes, every Wednesday morning on Q95 from 10 a.m. to 11:30. Health vibes, education, information and a bit of humor, and not forgetting lots of vibes. Hosted by Carlton Lando with co-hosts Jacinta Fagan Defoe and Trudy Kristen. Jolly's Pharmacy is bringing health and vibes together every Wednesday, so be sure to tune in. Health vibes every Wednesday on Q95 from 10 a.m. to 11:30. Jolly's Pharmacy, leading the way in healthcare.
We're back with you. It's now 11:24 and we are basically winding down today's episode of Health Vibes, the very first topic that we've brought to you today in 2023. We're looking at self-worth, you know, and we began asking about, do you know your worth? Do you know why you were born? Do you know why you exist? What have you accomplished? What are you planning to accomplish? Mm-hmm. How do you plan to attain those goals and make them sustainable? You know, how do you plan to make your life a fruitful one? To make it less violent, to make it less confrontational, to make it more peaceful. How do you plan to do that? We have a caller. Let's take this call. Good morning to you, caller. Good morning to you, caller.
Good morning, all the three of you. And remember, I say every week I listen to the program.
That's true.
I want to wish you all a very happy and prosperous and productive 2023.
Thank you.
In addition to all of your listeners as well.
Thank you. I also
want to wish Jolly, the company, a very productive year, very prosperous year. A year that you will break new ground.
Thank
in spite
you.
Of whatever recession might be going on, mm-hmm. and inflation, I mean globally, that you will do extremely well. I'm not going to make any contribution putting into the topic as such, but I just wanted to tell you, I mean, I'm listening, it's encouraging. And just to ask you one question, it can be a rhetorical question, you don't have to respond to it. Do you have any medicine, any formula for self-worth at the pharmacy?
thank you. You know, this is a caller from Oklahoma, and I just remember the name after so many. I think it's Martha. That's her name. I was trying to remember, because from since she called and she spoke about when we were in class together, mm-hmm. I'm trying to remember, and I'm like,
She said sociology.
Yes, and I remember it may be.
I hope you're right.
Yes. I mean,
she'll come back to
correct
me. But you're right.
But it is something else. And I was saying to you, you know, our society can be cruel.
Yeah.
You could be, for example, as I was saying to you earlier on, you could be a well-dressed man, done well, respectful, carry yourself as you were taught by your ancestors, by your former teachers and so forth. Carry yourself with dignity and pride as a young man, like your parents will, and somebody will tell you, oh, Mr. Ollie's well dressed up like he's XYZ. And they will make those statements about you. What do you do and how do you combat these things? And that's where you have to have backbone. Yeah. You will carry yourself in your high heels and somebody will say, oh, that girl is in her high heels. She actually fresh. One of the, I don't know why she had fallen down. You know, and people make those kind of statements because of your self-worth. You know who you are. You feel comfortable in who you are or who you're becoming and what you have accomplished, what you're accomplishing. And yet still, you will still find people not so happy for you. Mm-hmm. And you have, and when you understand your self-worth, you'll realize there will be people that will not be celebrating you.
That's true. Yeah.
And there are moments where you have to stand almost on the minority side. And so when you understand self-worth, you'll realize that you have to validate yourself all the time so that you will be able to stand. Because if truly you've gone to university, you've educated yourself, you take care of yourself, right? But yet still, all I can see is a plus size Trudy. I cannot see nothing else, right? And I have to be telling you that every day. I'm not saying you have a master's degree. I'm not saying that you've kept yourself well, that you're a decent person, that you come from a good family. I'm not saying none of that. But all I can see is one negative. It means that I have a problem.
That's it.
The problem is not with you. The problem is not about you. The problem is I have a problem.
And sometimes people project, you know. Sometimes people have their own insecurities and they project on the other person. And so that's why you have to be very strong, as you said.
You have to be strong.
Have that backbone that you know your own self-worth.
That's
it. Regardless of what is being projected on you by someone else who may be facing some, you know, personal issue, you know what you are and who you are.
Exactly. Yes. And then knowing that when you have that goal, you don't allow anyone to deter you from that goal. Because, like you said, some are not genuine. Some don't want to see you elevate yourself or see you do better than them, especially. So they want you to repress you. Suppress you, sorry. And so in order for you to grow, you need to separate from the negativity. And then you will elevate yourself.
Well, I read a book again that said, in order to grow, you have to go.
Yeah.
And I never forgot that. You know, again, I'm always reading. And I don't read Koshani. I don't read stupid things. In order to grow, you have to go. A lot of the times, we have to go. And that journey sometimes can be lonely. It can be very difficult at times. Sometimes you alone have to deal with your tears and your loneliness, but it's growth. Another example. So you built your house and you really love your house and everything, but just so happened that you felt like, boy, I need to put a study room or some other room. You have to endure some dust. And you have to move some things.
That's right.
So always remember in life, to be more comfortable, you have to be uncomfortable. Always remember that. In order to be more comfortable, you will go through discomfort. And if you remember these things, you will be strong. You will, trust me, you will know your head will be on and you will not be easily moved by the naysayers. We have to leave you. It's now 11:31. It was a great show. We're very happy that we could have brought this topic to you, the first show of the year, to just motivate you and to encourage you to be the best version of yourself in 2023. You can accomplish, you can make a difference in your world. From all of us here on QFM, on Health Vibes, let me say, as always, your health is indeed your greatest resource. Go out and make a difference today. Have a good morning and pleasant rest of the week. Bye-bye.
Who say health cannot have vibes? Well, Jolly's Pharmacy is proving you otherwise. With Health Vibes, every Wednesday morning on Q95 from 10 a.m. to 11:30. Health Vibes, education, information, and a bit of humor. And not forgetting lots of vibes. Hosted by Carlton Lando, with co-hosts Jacinta Fagan Defo and Trudy Kristen. Jolly's Pharmacy is bringing health and vibes together every Wednesday, so be sure to tune in. Health Pharmacy, leading the way in healthcare.